No, I was thinking about how I'm happy about bunnies being real.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's just something special about them. I really like when they prance across the
Do you?
land. Yeah, and I can't really say I have a favorite video game on Steam, at least. You know, I don't have an identity crisis with that. The top games out there, we have League, I know it has its problems, but I'm not one to judge.
Dude,
At
what are you even
least
playing right now?
has a good at least it has a good, show, I heard.
You should actually watch Arcane.
Arcade, yeah, I know.
I don't know what you're doing right now, but you should actually watch Arcane.
But what was it? The what other big games? Apex.
Hey Tyler, hop on Apex.
What else we got? Valorant. Overwatch. But then when I started playing Egg Bunny 2, I think like my life forever changed. Because what does a bunny actually mean? A bunny means that you're hopping around in the land and
Is this your script?
you smell the flowers. You smell the flowers and after that you smell the flowers.
Is this your script?
No. And
What is wrong with you?
then you see all the daffodils and stuff, it's really good. And every time I like boot up that game, it makes me cry from how good it is. It makes me think of all the times. All the times. And
It makes me think of all the times.
when I ran across Bambi in the game, he looked at me and he didn't say anything. And then when I
No.
saw the werewolves, they were crazy. They were so crazy. They were running up and down.
I hope you get set on fire.
And then I fell through the mountain. Then I woke up.
Dude, okay, stop. What the fuck is wrong with you? Is this all to just show somebody later? Be like, oh, look what I did. And then it's just gonna be you going crazy for 3 minutes straight.
The texture of the grass.
Dude.
Like I mentioned, Steam is, I don't really have things I like on there. Everything's kind of boring. I often struggle with that. I don't know what to do. I don't know what games to play. Everything seems so boring and competitive and boring and competitive and stupid. I don't like it anymore. And then I made the best decision of my entire life. One time I was going through Steam and I typed in bunny in the search bar. I saw this game Egg Bunny 2 and it came out the next morning. So I was the first person to ever buy it and I was the first person to ever beat it. When you first boot up, you're greeted with these eggs and these eggs are houses and then you're immediately given the task to collect all these eggs. So I did that, and as you do that, you see all these freaking animals and stuff. Like you saw Bambi, you saw well, they used to have werewolves, but they got rid of them. But now you have a polar bear, you have a black bear, you have a panda bear in the same terrain for some reason, and then there's Pumbaas from Madagascar, and you see all these ones, and it's crazy because it makes you feel alive all the time. So that's what happens, and it changed my life forever. I always have a really fun time on that game. I always play with my doggy. We always play all the time together, and it's really fun all the time. If you take a look in the community hub, You'll see that the developer has a fair share of patches. You know, first day on launch, there's a day one patch notes on May 9th, 2022. This is the day that it came out. This is May 10th, the day after, with additional tracks added, changed main menu music. Thanks to the amazing review, new and immediate changes have been implemented. Keep this in your head, because I'm going to get into this amazing review. Other patch notes, the water changes everything. Players can now swim in the water. I did end up missing the seasonal events. There was a Halloween event and a Christmas event. I was not around for that. Recently, a version 2.0 released, so 2.0. For discussions, we have one thing here. Have you seen the moose? There are beautiful deer aplenty in this game, but have you seen the moose? Its antlers are breathtaking. I saw it over by the road, so be careful. The reply is here. I saw the moose, and it saw me too. We have this terrible emoji response. Here, as developer looks through code and assets, wonders what moose. I did not add a moose. Did I? I start to question myself what I added. See two reviews. One of them, I'm a bunny. I liked seeing all the different animals. The eggs hunting was interesting, but I think some dialogue with the king bunny would be cool. Maybe give a reason why we are looking for eggs, and have a conclusion after all the eggs are obtained. Fun little game that helped me pass my lunchtime real quick. This was taken the day it was released by an unknown user, so I shall take a look at this hefty review. So I think it's safe to say that I've put a fair share of effort to 100% complete this game. And let me just say, it's very saddening. There's no reward for collecting all 100 eggs. There's no extra content beyond that. This game is a lot of potential, but alas, there are a lot of balancing issues that need to be flattened out before this game reaches that reception. Egg spawns are bad. Invisible borders in the lake next to the rocks, able to walk through massive boulders. Volcano is also no clippable to some extent. The addition of side character animals like bunnies, bambies, Rudolphs, and werewolves bring nothing to the table. I suggest giving them a purpose or scrapping them entirely. Only one song. I think you should add more music taste. I think you add and a final bosses. Next, I think it would be cool if he gave the bunny/player the ability to fly up super high to the moon and touch the clouds. If that happens, you get a choice to either receive a super flamer machine guns or get a new robot. Make it a more characters for choosing for more replaying abilities. Final question. 7 people found this review helpful, and the developer actually responded the day after. And at this response, thank you for the review. I appreciate you taking your time to write this. Things mentioned will be taken into considerations. And going back to that amazing review, it looks like this user did have a say in the game. And if I'm going to be honest, that was me. I did that. I was the person who suggested to have a reward for after 100 eggs. I did end up getting that reward. Obviously, it doesn't say I've 100% completed the game, because he added so much to the game since I first played it. So obviously progression is altered with. So that is the goal today, is to get the 100% the second time. If you look up Egg Bunny 2 on YouTube, you're not going to find anything. But if you look up Egg Bunny 2 on Steam, you're going to find 3 videos here. So I guess you can call this the trailer. Like, I remember playing this during this state of the game. Used to be able to B-hop in this game, but... Oh, look, okay, look right here. Okay, hold on, look. Okay, if this giant text wasn't blocking the screen, I'd be able to show you what's happening. What I mean by B-hop, or kind of manipulate your speed while jumping... Look how he jumps and kind of, like, moves in midair backwards. Boom. Dude, right there. I used to do that all the time. You would jump, and then do that little joystick swirl, and then you would move faster. And then the controls changed. Yes, he just did it again, where he literally jukes the freaking egg. Boom. Yep. This is the old map. Next video. Save 10% on Egg Bunny 2 on Steam. This was in May 9th. This is the day it was born, I believe. I think I'm the second view. And you used to be able to climb on those mountains over there in the back. That's what I called the volcano. Yeah, I reported that you would be able to phase through it, and then he fixed it. And now he got rid of them entirely. And I like how he fixed the text this time. It's in the corner now. These are the Bambis. Is this the highest it can go? Yep, it is the highest quality it can go. No, this is the... This was the water area. I remember not being able to get out once you go in. So you just trapped yourself. So this is 2.0. This is the current version. Things do look a little bit different. Textures look a bit different now, look better. Things did get a huge overhaul. Egg Bunny 2 was a good launch, I will say that. Oh, and then they had the bears. And there's this new sprinting mechanic. If you hold shift or whatever button you use, you can sprint faster. Oh, and he did add another song. Now there's two songs instead of one song. He's not even moving. Oh, he is. Never mind. He was so small. Baby Bunny, how are you doing today?
Hey, Baby Bunny, what are you doing?
Oh, there's a nice flower bush texture that's floating. Jump! Jump!
I saw that as I was walking away.
I f***ing can't.
The better of the world.
I can't f***ing play this. You can't make this shit up.
You dumped off the f***ing world into the abyss. When it came out.
Something I've noticed, they got rid of the werewolves. They replaced them with the f***ing pumas.
Those are so much better. Oh. That's what I'm saying. It's probably already in the bushes waiting for you. Holy shit. That thing is huge.
During my journey to retake my crown in Egg Bunny 2, I noticed there's a lot of changes. The map was huge, completely overhauled. The volcanoes that I mentioned earlier, gone. The road that this guy mentioned, gone. And then some of the egg spawns were very questionable and really tested my sanity. A couple times, it was a complete incline in the hill, and then the developer just, you know, used a little magic wand and just placed it right on the cliff, so you have to slide down the cliff and hopefully aim towards it, but the camera angle isn't even that great to begin with, so it's just a game of chance if you think about it. So I had a lot of fun, dealing with that. I didn't lose my sanity. Okay. Jump? Yes! I love it! God damn it, man!
No!
Dude. The day and night cycle was, it made it kind of hard to see at times. But needless to say, I did end up having a fun time. I was, however, stuck on one egg. It was the red egg on the cliff. I spent a lot of time doing that. Putting that hiccup aside, I think Egg Bunny 2's impact extends, you know, beyond its innovative gameplay and characters. You know, it has benchmarks for, you know, visual excellence and visual stimulants and the stunning graphics. You know, they craft environments, you know, and all these cool animations, these breathtaking shots. You know, they just teleport you into a world of life and beauty. And every detail, you know, from the sunlight and the blocky, square, hexagonal shadows through the sun and stuff. It's really good. And it wasn't a mistake. It was purposely made like that. The overall game experience is just amazing. It seamlessly blends all the gameplay, the interactions with the Bambis and the werewolves and the Pumbas and the Pumas and the bears and the polar bears and the panda bears and the mooses and then the tigers and the mountain lions. Egg Bunny 2 has redefined what I can expect from a video game. It transcends above anything I've ever seen on Steam. And that's a big thing to say. And one of the most remarkable aspects of this game is how well Bambi and all the other characters kind of whirl in together. It's just amazing to see. The music just calms me down. It makes me feel like I'm at a coffee shop and my grandma comes in and gives me a birthday present, and I open up the present and then a toy comes out of it, and then I open the toy up and there's another present, and I open that up and then I get like $100,000 from it too, and I feel so relaxed, and then I drink hot chocolate when I do that and it feels really good, and I feel so calm when that happens. And that's what the music makes you kind of think of. That's what the music kind of reminds me of. And I think I connected to all the characters because all the characters are so silly and funny, and they bounce around all over the trees, and I look up in the stars, and then if I don't want it to be nighttime, I can just switch it to daytime. I just burrow inside the ground, and then I climb out of the ground, and then it's the next day. And I think this game should be put into the Game Awards every single year, and if it doesn't win, I'm going to burn down the building. I was so blessed and to be there when the game first came out and play it and leave that review and literally change the game due to my request. So I just ask Mr. Developer, can you add a multiplayer version so I can play with other characters? And can you add a super, super tall skyscraper in the middle of the map? I want to be able to go inside and go up the stairs and freaking look outside the window. I think in as well, you should add a new rocket a rocket ship feature where you can kind of like go inside of it and fly around the entire world. And I think it'll be really fun too. And you should also add You should also add an apple tree, and you go up to the you go up to the apple tree, and then you eat it, and then you get like super fast powers, and you start running, you start sprinting towards the world, and I think that was good. And I think the most wish I want is if you add a dinosaur T-Rex, and he walks around the world. I think you should add that, please. Can you add that? I think that would be really cool. I think you should add it into the game. And then you'd be able to ride the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And he can walk around. I think that'd be really cool. But on the better note, I think this game changed me forever. It saved my life. I think everyone ever should play this game. I think it's one of the best games you could ever play in the world. So that is the reason why Egg Bunny 2 changed gaming forever. I'm